Tony
and Terrence,
the podcast.
Here's 1,000,001. Girl, this is my sorry for 2004. And I ain't gonna mess them no more this year. I'ma take this one chance and make it real clear. I'm sorry, and I'm sorry, sorry, in case I don't tell you. Tell you December, I'm sorry.
It's like Tony
and Terrence, the podcast. What up?
What's up? Yeah.
I'm gonna shoot you in your face.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
I know.
I'm not.
What's up, y'all? It's Tony and Terrence back at it again. You feel me?
For another episode
of Tony and Terrence.
And episode number
86.
86.
Four more episodes till 90 and 14 more till 100.
Yeah, I was definitely trying to add that up in my head, but it was not working out. So thank you for coming in the club.
No problem, baby.
So how your ugly self doing?
I'm good or whatever. Can't complain. Had a dope week and weekend. My week was, it wasn't that dope. I mean, I just did regular stuff. Went to work. I have a little part-time job, guys, canvassing for the election. The money's good for right now, trying to keep my bills paid while I'm on this journey on chasing after my dreams. I got to keep some money flowing in, but it is a job that I'm cool with. You know, it's not that bad. I don't have to be around people all the time. I mean, I do go to people's doors, but I'm in the car by myself. I'm chilling. I ain't got nobody looking over me. It's cool.
Dizzo. Well, I mean, make your money.
Yo.
Make your money, honey.
Before I ask you how your week was, how about, well, this is including you two. How about, guys, Mason, I went home on Wednesday because I was working in Red Springs. No, I wasn't working in Red Springs that day. I was working in Fairmont. So I ended up going to Lumberton to my church to help out with the food giveaway that we do every month. I was getting the food prepared, separated, and my mom was there. And so as I'm getting ready to leave, Mason starts crying because he doesn't want to leave. Like, my own child didn't want to go with me back home.
He knew you beat him.
What?
JK.
What? But it, y'all, like, that's the first time that has ever happened. Well, he's cried to stay before, but all other times I'll be like, no, Mason, let's go home. But this time I was like, well, I mean, it is my mom. And, you know, my mom, she's older, but my niece is also at the house. I'm like, well, maybe he can stay, but my little feelings were hurt.
It's okay. He's just growing up.
I know. Just growing up. I'm not ready for that. And next, he's going to be wanting to stay at friends' houses and stuff.
Jason Caden, here he come.
Right.
That's where he going first.
But anyway, how was your week and your weekend?
Week was all right. Just same old, same old.
Oh, and our weekend was pretty special.
Don't speak for us.
Oh, okay.
Your boy was handling some business this weekend.
And me? Dang. And Mason.
Your boy was handling business this weekend.
While Terrence talks about himself, all three of us are in this very special project with a very, a friend of both of ours that we met in college.
Definitely.
Where we're a part of this project that she's doing. We can't wait for you guys to see. We'll be posting about it maybe soon. I don't know yet. I'm not trying to spoil anything. Even though she said we can announce.
I think we already mentioned it before.
Did we?
Yeah, but I don't want to give them too much detail right now.
Yeah, I'll figure it out later.
Not right now, but just know we coming. We coming, all right. That was my whole Saturday yesterday.
Yeah.
And then it was haircut weekend, and your boy is looking
like a snack.
I was thinking a whole dinner meal, but, you know, we're not going to go that far.
Okay.
Nah, I'm just joking.
You can be dinner.
I can be dinner?
Uh-huh.
But you don't ever eat your dinner.
Are you done?
That's what
Meg
the Stallion do.
You still don't know what she does.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that, but I like when she does that. But anywho, I guess we got a little bit of culture to talk about this week.
We got some culture. You want to go first?
Do I want to go first? Let's rock, paper, scissors.
Okay, let's go.
All right, best two out of three or just straight up?
Best two out of three.
Because usually it's just one. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All
right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Uh-oh, sudden death. We really...
We are.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Bam!
So you got to go first.
No, I get to choose. You go first.
All right. First things up on the list. One of my all-time favorite comedians, Dave Chappelle. He dropped a new stand-up special, Sticks and Stones, and it premiered on Netflix last week. And let's just say... it was met with a lot of criticism.
It was.
But what's a Dave Chappelle stand-up without some controversy sprinkled on it like parsley? Dave touched...
Did you make that up?
Yeah. Dave touched on topics ranging from the use of the N-word versus the F-word, Michael Jackson, Kevin Hart, and so much more. I will say this. Out of all of the Dave Chappelle specials that he has, this is the one that I cringed the most.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely cringed. It was cringed. But overall, I did enjoy it. There was one joke, spoiler alert, where he was talking about the Michael Jackson case and how he was like, if I was a pedophile, Macaulay Culkin would be there. And it was just, I was like, Dave Chappelle, like, why would you say something like that? But... this special, I guess, is not for the faint of heart, obviously, because a lot of people took offense to what he was saying. But then there was a whole lot of truth behind it. I love how he poked fun at R. Kelly, because why? He deserves it. But anywho, it was a great stand-up special. I laughed my butt off. Sorry for the ones who couldn't relate, but it was a damn good special. So everyone, if you're into... offensive jokes, air quotes, then you need to check out Dave Chappelle's Sticks and Stones on Netflix, and I'm going to watch it again.
Whenever Terrence was watching this, I was in and out of it. I laughed.
You did.
And I also cringed because some of his jokes were just so touchy.
It was like, ooh.
It was like, oh my God, that's so funny, but oh my goodness.
Ooh, especially that R. Kelly joke. I was,
yeah.
I was like, ah.
They were so funny, but that's comedy for you. And you know that, you know, I've heard on, I can't remember who was on The Breakfast Club. I think they were talking about Dave Chappelle or somebody. It was when they were talking about Daniel Caesar.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Dave Chappelle? Who made a joke about Daniel Caesar's music sounding gay or something.
It was something like that.
And they were saying, you know, like with, you know, old head comedians like that, they're not really trying to follow these new rules that we have.
Right.
With people being so sensitive and stuff.
Right.
Which I understand. I mean, but it's just kind of like, oh my God, did he really just say that? But right. It was funny.
But when you're so deep into your craft and you've been here for over 30 plus years, it's like you become those old people. That's like you can't tell old people nothing. They're going to say what right. they want to say regardless of how you feel.
I was on Twitter yesterday, actually, and somebody was talking about how Dave Chappelle's, how that show wasn't funny to them. And somebody commented and said, oh, you millennials, poor things, like something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was... That's what I love about Dave Chappelle, because he talks about the things that other comedians don't really want
about.
To touch on.
Mm-hmm.
And compared to Dave Chappelle, where he talks about the culture, other comedians just talk about their families, mm-hmm. you know, things that go on in there.
They keep it safe.
Right. Because they know at one drop of a dime, their career could be over just like that. And Dave Chappelle has been doing this kind of stand-up, doing this kind of comedy since forever. Have you all ever seen The Chappelle Show? I mean, come on. Why are we surprised at what comes out of Dave Chappelle's mouth now? He did an Age of Spin special on Netflix as well as part of his deal. And he talked about Bill Cosby. And he talked about how... he needs to save people, but in order to save people, he has to touch their vagina. And it was just the
oh
way he
God.
Did it. It was tasteful, but at the same time, it was like, ooh, ah. But it was so funny. So to everyone that didn't like the special, sorry. It was funny to me.
As we all know, Missy was awarded the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award at the VMAs. Congratulations to our girl, Missy. All right, Meg, over here.
I ain't doing it right.
Missy also delivered an outstanding outstanding performance for the VMAs, guys. Her performance included some of her hit songs such as Throw It Back, which is on her new album. Or was it an EP? EP. Which is on her new EP. Get Your Freak On, Lose Control, and more. You guys, she put on...
Work It! Don't how dare you miss that one?
Sorry, I said and more. Her performance was like, get your life. Like, I was on the couch watching it. My mouth was probably open the whole time. I probably slobbered on the floor. Mm-hmm. It was so good. Allison Stoner, if you don't know, the little white girl who used to dance in her videos all the time.
In my notes, I got the white girl dancing in Missy's video.
Oh my gosh. That's what I got. She made a guest appearance, and she's been all over Twitter with her dance moves. People are making jokes about that, but of course they're still, you know, really good. Sorry, I'm weak over here.
Me too.
Because I'm thinking about that post that people have been putting on Twitter with the sneaker squeaking while she dancing.
I thought that she was on a basketball court.
Yeah, same thing. Sneaker squeaking. Basketball court sound.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was funny.
So I checked out an interview with Missy. She interviewed with Angie Martinez on the Angie Martinez Show on 105.1. And she said she was actually sick during her performance. Could you tell?
Nope.
She said she was sick like the next day in the hospital. You would have never known.
She killed it.
Yeah.
I was
going to mention the comment that you made while we were watching the performance and how you were saying her music doesn't even sound outdated. And how I responded to that with, you know, Missy has always been ahead of her time. She's so skilled. She's so talented and different. A true icon. Like, if anybody's an icon, Missy is.
Yeah. Missy Elliott's VMA performance took me all the way back to the great times of the early 2000s.
Yes.
You had dancers actually dancing.
Actually dancing.
Yeah, nah. It mm-hmm. was the visuals that she had. It was absolutely amazing. And while I'm happy for Allison Stoner, the real question is, where is Mike? Where is Mike from Mike's Super Short
Mike,
Show?
Mike's Super Short Show.
Where is he at, Alex? I was about to call him Alexander. Allison, where is he at?
Not in her pocket.
I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you, Mike. I would love to see Mike's Super Short Show again.
Did you Google him?
I didn't. I guess I didn't care
that much.
You
don't want to know, huh?
I didn't care that much, I guess.
What else you got for the people?
If you all haven't figured out by now, Power is one of our most favorite shows to watch together.
We finally checked it out.
The final season of Power premiered last Sunday, and boy, what a good way to start it off. And I have a feeling that every single episode is going to get more intense.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be just everything.
Expecting great things. And guys, you remember we were talking last week about the what's the song? The theme song?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We listened to it.
The whole thing.
It does not have the same impact as the original version.
It doesn't. And then 50 changed his whole entire... I just thought it was just Trey Songz singing the chorus. No. The whole thing changed. And I was like, this don't
hit. It didn't go with the dynamic of the show.
It doesn't hit at all. 50 was reported saying that he is going to change it back to the original singer, Joe, which I just found out after five seasons that it was sung by Joe on the chorus part. Mm-hmm. Did not know that.
I found that out last week I did my research.
Correct. So, we need Joe in the original version back, not this new Trey Songz. Like, y'all should have tried that in the first season something like that.
Like that. Not even at all. It doesn't go with the dynamic. That goes with, like, what a bumping and grinding type of show. Like,
yeah, something.
Say this is a big rich time.
I don't know what bumping and grinding you doing to that, but it's not me.
Okay.
All right. So, the first episode, spoiler alert. Wow. Tommy and Ghost really...
got it in for each
they
other.
They really hate each other at this point. Like, it's kill or be killed at this point between them. And I never thought I'd see it coming to this. But after all that F stuff that's been happening, why not? And you know what pissed me off about Ghost? And I remember watching it and my mouth just dropped open when he said it. He was worried about Angela so much. Wife came in.
Yes.
Was like... I'm just still at a loss for words. But he was like, that's the love of my life, basically. And she
like,
was
I just lost the love of my life. Like, what?
In front of your... You're okay.
Okay.
Ghost, this is probably one of the worst, best characters.
I hate him.
I have a absolute hate.
Love relationship.
Hate. Let me emphasize that again.
No, it's not even love. It's hate. A hate-like.
Hate. But yeah.
No, it's a hate UI.
Because like, the way he was acting, he wasn't acting this way when his daughter died.
Right.
And I just could not figure out. Your own flesh and blood.
Right, exactly.
And you just stone-faced the entire time.
But he did kind of act like that. Now that I'm thinking about it, he killed people for no reason.
Yes, but at the same time, we didn't get as much as emotion as we
did. You're right, you're right.
Compared to when Angela died.
You're right.
Lord have mercy.
You're right.
He saw who killed Angela. He went crazy. He found out his daughter died and was just like, okay, we're going to kill him. And that's it. Boom. Plain and simple. But... I am excited for the episode 2. We were going to try to watch it last night, but we fell asleep.
We fell asleep early,
I'm talking
too.
About all of us at the same time.
Yes.
I fell asleep, woke up, and they sleep, so.
Right, because my friend Mercedes called me at 11:40-something, and I was like, wow, I was asleep before 12 o'clock.
And that usually doesn't happen.
Right.
Wow. It's so ironic that we go to sleep early on the weekends.
Exactly.
But we'll be up later. Not late, but yeah. Later on the weekdays. When we're supposed to be getting our 8 hours.
And sometimes don't even be wanting to go to sleep yet.
God, I don't like going to sleep on a weekday.
What's wrong with us?
I have no idea. But that wraps up the culture topics for this week. If we missed any, let us know. But if we missed it, we probably didn't care too much about it. But anywho, we're going to take a quick break and we'll
be bike.
Bike.
And we bike.
Bike.
Okay, guys, so this week, Terrence and I are going to talk about apologies. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, an apology is an admission of error or discourtesy accompanied by an expression of regret. Or in other words, saying sorry or I apologize for something that you did or said wrong.
Before we really get into the meat of it all, last episode I said something that didn't sit well. So, Tony... I want to apologize for saying what I said last week.
Thanks.
He eats his food, y'all. Please, don't listen to me. So yes, I apologize, Tony.
Okay, thank you for that. I was reading an article on the importance of apologizing. It spoke about how we all have different views on the subject. It said, you know, some of us were forced as kids to apologize, and some of us give apologies freely. Then some of us feel shamed by apologizing while others feel ashamed until they have apologized for what they do. Which one are you? Were you forced as a kid to apologize? You're grown now. Do you feel yourself, you know, being forced to apologize or do you give apologies freely?
I was never forced. I was never forced. What about you?
Nope, I was never forced. I always gave apologies freely, I guess when I was younger. Not so now. I don't hold grudges, but especially in my relationship, I just kind of be like, whatever. But I do, you know, it says, you know, some of us feel shamed by apologizing, while others feel ashamed until they have apologized. I feel ashamed until I have apologized if I feel like I've done something wrong. Then that's when I can give an apology freely. That's just me, though.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Do you find it hard to apologize?
Certain situations, but not really. No, not really.
I find it hard to apologize. Like, since we're talking about apologies in relationships, first, let me just say, apologies in relationships are really important, guys. They can make or break a relationship, in my opinion. The way that it's, you know, given, if it's given at all, and all of that. But I do sometimes find it hard to apologize, especially in my relationship, especially in the heat of the moment. Don't expect a sincere apology from me in the heat of it. Give me like a few hours or days. but a few hours, you know, should be good. I also find it hard to apologize when I feel like I did nothing or said nothing wrong. But sometimes we tend to forget that apologies are given because we have done or said something wrong to someone else. And if a person has communicated to you that you hurt their feelings, even if you think you didn't, an apology should still be given. It's not, you know, who are you to decide how you made the other person feel? All
right.
Yeah, it's hard for a lot of us to do because it's like, you know, you're taking a shot at our pride because we got to open up our mouth to apologize after we said what we said. We might have meant it, we might not have, but we still said it and we want to stand by it. So then apologizing just be like, it's just kind of like, ugh.
So do you feel inadequate if you have to apologize? Because that was one of the points that I got for why an apology is hard for some people. So like inadequate, like feeling less than yourself.
Yeah. Because if I said something that might have hurt your feelings, like I don't want to take it back. Like I said it in the heat of the moment. And at that moment, I probably meant it. It might not have been true, but I probably meant it to hurt you in that moment. But if I feel like I've hurt your feelings, it's, you know, later on I think about it and I'd be like, okay, well, you know what? I need to apologize. In our relationship, I find it hard to apologize to Terrence because I hate to make him feel like he's like won an argument or something. I know it's petty.
But it never feels that way.
I don't know.
It never feels that way.
And sometimes I don't apologize because I can't always read Terrence's emotions to things that I do or say. Like I might have done it to hurt his feelings, but he's not expressing that I hurt his feelings. So I just go on about my day and be like, well, unless he says otherwise, then I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to apologize.
So was there any situation where you felt like, and it's not even just me, just in general, where you feel like you maybe thought that was a little too harsh and you still didn't apologize? Or does someone just have to go out and say, you know, Tony, you hurt my feelings? Or do you just feel that?
Oh, no, you don't have to always go out and say. But, I mean, if you haven't gotten an apology and you think you deserve one and I haven't said it yet, then maybe. Because I'm probably not going to if it's past a day or two. But I'm stuck in my own mind a lot, so I might even come to you, you know, days later and apologize. But I mean, you don't always have to come to me. I mean, if it's really wrong, if I said or did something really wrong, I'll come and apologize. But otherwise, I don't know. I guess an apology isn't needed on my end. I feel like it's not needed. But like I said, if you come to me, I'll say it.
Okay.
But is that forced then? If you got to come to the person?
That's a good question. Some people can feel when maybe an apology is needed, and some have to be, you know, told, hey, that hurt my feelings. So, mm-hmm. You know, I get both sides of it. I do.
Now, we, as I said before, Terrence and I, we kind of have a hard time with apologies. Sometimes, I know maybe me more than him, but there are proper and improper ways to apologize. The ways in which you apologize, like I was saying earlier, can make or break a relationship. Me, for instance, I can't stand a forced apology. If I'm hurt and you know you hurt me, I need you to come to me with the same energy you came when you hurt my feelings. Like, I need that apology to be that hard, that strong. Like, don't come to me and you hurt my feelings all loud and then you come to me whispering your apology. No, keep that same energy. That's for me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just as long as I get one, you know, just regardless of what was said in the beginning, you know. Yeah, that's just me.
So what would you say a proper apology is, though?
Well, of course, it has to be genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, yeah, genuine. You have to mean it, all of that. And just apologize. I don't know. That's really, for me, it just has to be genuine.
Okay, apologies. A proper apology for me, you would include naming what you did wrong. Because there's no point in apologizing to me if you don't know what you did wrong. I need you to repeat it. So then you'll know not to do the same thing again. And if you do, then you know that you're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, you name what you did wrong and you change your behavior so that the same thing doesn't happen again. Like I was saying, they say, the best apology is change behavior. And I believe that to be true. Yeah, you can say your words. Mm-hmm. You have acknowledged your wrong by saying that you're sorry. But next, you got to change the behavior because, I mean, you apologize and you do the same thing over and over again. It's kind of pointless to me. And it damages a relationship because you say it one time and then your significant other sees you doing it again and then you apologize again. And then they're just going to feel like it's a never-ending, you know, merry-go-round, just going in the same circle, doing the same things and apologizing for the same thing. That can get really old.
Mm-hmm. And I can see where the trust could thin after a while.
Definitely.
I can definitely see that. So I also have that a sincere apology allows you to let people know that you're not proud of what you did and won't be repeating the behavior. So that was just piggybacking off of what you had said about mm-hmm. the repeated behavior. So, I mean, but 9 times out of 10, when you do apologize, like, do you feel proud? I mean, yeah, do you feel proud or not proud that you did what you did? Or it's just, oh, I'm just doing this because you asked for it or whatever the case may be.
When I do it, I think when I do it on my own terms, that's when I feel more proud. Like, you remember when I was saying when you come to me? So, like, sometimes, okay, if I feel like I've done something wrong, I'll come to you and I feel proud about apologizing because, like, you know what, that was wrong. But if you come to me and say that, well, Tony, you did this to hurt my feelings, I'm going to kind of feel a little ashamed because I might not have felt like I've hurt your feelings, but it's just kind of like, oh, well, dang, that hurt them. And now I got to give an apology, kind of forced apology, but it's kind of like, oh, dang, my bad. Do you understand
that? I do. Yeah. I do. Did you know that there were, I'm sure, if you didn't know, there are actually positive benefits for the body once an apology is given? An apology is crucial to our mental and physical health. Positive effects on the body when given an apology. The blood pressure decreases, the heart rate slows, and the breathing becomes steadier. And this is just from a simple apology.
Wow, it's good for your health? Well, maybe I should do it more often, huh?
Because a lot of people, I guess that's what they really look for. And when they don't get it, they just, you know, I guess it builds up inside and they mm-hmm. hold things in. But I never knew that myself when I did the research on about apologies. I never would have guessed it. Never.
You know when apologies are really hard for me is when I'm like, you know, sometimes when we're arguing, I'll have this like really, I'll try to maintain this really hard demeanor. And then later I just be like, oh, I know that was wrong, but I don't want to apologize because I stand by most of what I said, but I still said some unnecessary things. So it's just like, oh, that hard demeanor has to come down. And then I just got to be a little softer and apologize. I don't know why that's so hard for me.
I was going to ask you, was there ever an instance in your life in the past where apologizing just became like, no, I don't want to, you know, that's what
yeah.
I was.
Yeah, it was actually one time a family member of mine had done something and I couldn't, like, I cursed her out. I said some really mean things and it took me years to apologize.
Wow.
Yep.
So is that where it begun, or that's just the first memory that you
have?
That's
just the first memory that I have. That's the first time I've ever held a grudge against anyone.
Has anyone ever held a grudge against you, or have you ever been waiting for an apology that never happened or anything like that? And, you know, how do you feel?
I used to wait for apologies, and it used to, like, eat me up, like, waiting for it. Like, how dare this person continue to talk to me knowing that they've done me wrong? But now, it's just, like, you kind of forgive even without the apology because, like you were saying, just like apologizing is good for your health, so is forgiving because at that point, it's no longer about the other person. It's about you. You've got to move on. You've got to get on with your life, and you can't hold on to grudges because they're going to weigh you down. Yeah. You hold a grudge against one person, then you end up holding a grudge against 10.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really probably petty reasons. And, you know, you were saying something about trust, you know, when when someone has done something to you wrong and they continue to do it, like your trust is just kind of taken away, and that can trickle over to other people. They can do something to you one time and it could be similar to what, you know, that other person did to you. And then you, there you go, not trusting another person. And it's just kind of a never ending thing.
Yeah, that's really, I never really thought how important an apology was until we started doing this episode and I started researching more, and then I started thinking about past experiences. So I definitely know where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Once you give an apology, there's some things that you got to do after an apology is given. Mm-hmm. For instance, in a relationship, because you're going to be around each other, there's one thing that you should not do, no matter what, especially if you've forgiven the person, if you've forgiven your significant other or anybody that has given you an apology, don't throw it back in their face every chance you get. Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, going to bring the other person down, and they're going to feel like their apology didn't mean anything, that you didn't really forgive them because you're still bringing it up. So don't forgive if you don't mean it either, because just because they apologize doesn't mean you have to forgive right then. It's good for your health, but you can still do it on your own terms, especially if they did something like really bad. Mm-hmm. You can take your time, you know, and forgive them, let them sweat a little bit. I mean, it might be petty, but still. Mm-hmm. Also, after an apology is given, if you're the one who was in the wrong, change your behavior. Like I said, the best apology is change behavior. Don't go and apologize and keep doing the same thing over and over again. And if you're together, continue to love each other and grow together. That's basically, you know, move on from it. Say what you did wrong. Move on from it and continue to love and grow. That's all you can really do. Don't hold it over the other person's head. Even if you haven't forgiven them, I mean, take some time to yourself. Think about it. Move past it if you're able to, and get back to, you know, the loving.
Yeah. Effective apologies open the door for communication. So you have to voice what you want. You have to, that way so things can change afterwards. So let me ask you this question. How do you feel about I'm sorry compared to I apologize? Or is there a difference in your book?
I didn't really think about that until I got with you, because you would never say it. You never say I'm sorry. You always say I apologize. And it was one time you told me that you don't say I'm sorry because you're not supposed to say you're sorry or something. Like you told me that one time we were in college. You're supposed to say, well, I'm not sorry. I apologize, but I'm not sorry. You know?
Wow, I don't know what I
you were probably being petty.
I wish I could remember. So do you accept my bad as an apology?
No.
Yeah, I completely agree. That is not a formal apology.
But so what about for you? But I didn't really answer your question when you said I'm sorry or I apologize. I guess now it doesn't really matter, because I find myself saying, I don't know which one I say more now. I used to always say I'm sorry. If I feel like my actions were sorry, I'll say I'm sorry. But other than that,
now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know. It seems like if I say I'm sorry, then something really happened.
Like it was really bad.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Some people have different definitions of I'm sorry and I apologize. But I don't know. That's something I need to definitely research more of. I remember that text thread that you had dropped. Mm-hmm. And that was about an apology.
Right.
And so do you feel like that was an effective apology, even adding the emoji at the end? Although that emoji is just so funny to me. So do you think that was, you know, cool or?
Yeah, I thought it was effective. For me, because mm-hmm. It took a lot out of me. It did, especially to say it a second time, because I admitted the first time that it wasn't sincere. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
God, what were you even talking about for that to even?
Don't remember.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised, but yes. And then it's a lot of never go with I apologize, but always just...
Right, I was just going to say we need to do examples. Let's do little examples of proper and improper apologies.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you want to start?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay. Terrence. Okay, wait. And scene. Terrence, I'm sorry for what I did to you earlier. But you know, you could have helped me out with Mason, too.
You know what? Now that I'm it's like an apology, but trying to get the other person to understand.
Understand, yeah. Okay, so that was an improper apology.
Are you sure,
because
though?
Because it was, I'm sorry, but...
Okay. I think if you're going to say it, just stay accountable for yourself. Okay.
Right.
Okay, perfect. Okay.
Right.
My bad.
Because it's kind of like you're fishing for an apology from them, too. Like, well, I'm sorry, but your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Give me that apology back.
Okay. Look at you. Okay. I guess a proper one would be,
And scene.
Yeah, Tony, I just want to say that I'm sorry for the way that I've been acting towards you, and I hope that you can forgive me one day. Let's make up, okay?
Okay.
How was that one?
That was a proper apology.
Boom.
Yep. So learn from the examples that Terrence and I gave you.
Gosh.
What would be another improper apology?
I mean, you're going to be all right.
Yeah. Or, I mean,
I apologize.
I mean,
I'm sorry.
I know what I did was wrong, whatever. My bad.
Ooh, the or whatever.
Yeah,
So glad you said that. Those whatevers.
You just like yo, oh, or whatever. Okay.
I'm sorry for or whatever, or whatever case. Are you sorry or are you not?
No.
Just plain and simple. There's no whatever, there's no buts, there's no anything else after that. Okay. So Ruben Sturton did it. So if I said I apologize 2019, like what would that mean anything for you?
No. I guess. You're not just gonna say 2019. Tell me what you did.
Well, in January.
I used to have to apologize all the time, not just with a significant other, of course, but I was a bad child. And there were times where I used to fight in church. Like, if somebody said something to me or did something to me or my sisters, I'm fighting or I'm saying something
plain
to you.
Plain and simple.
And I would get in trouble at church. I would have to go up. I would be sat down from all the things that I did at church, the choir, the dance team, praise and worship, all of that, until I got up in front of the church and apologized.
Oh.
And that has happened to me on, like, 3 occasions.
Maybe that's where it started. Because that sounds like that would start, like, really... Because you have to do that in front of people. So,
yeah.
Of course, you're going to resent it.
Yeah. I didn't. And neither time...
You ain't care.
I didn't want to. It was one time I told my co-pastor no. And I sat down from stuff for, like, a week. Because I didn't want to do it. I was left out of a competition that we were in. I didn't care. I didn't want to apologize. Because I knew it wasn't going to be real. I said, co-pastor, I'm not getting up here before the Lord. And saying sorry to somebody when I don't mean it.
Gee, what'd you do to somebody at church?
I was fighting.
You fighting at church?
I wasn't
house?
Fighting. I was arguing. Yeah, I was bad, y'all.
It wasn't physical. It was just...
I was arguing. It was almost physical.
Oh.
With the grown-up. It wasn't just kids. It wasn't just my age people.
A whole grown-up.
It was grown-up.
You ain't apologize to the grown-up?
I didn't want to.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
I know.
It's all right, though. It's all right. A lot of people have a hard time apologizing. We've all been there.
I'm getting a little better. Maybe. A little bit. For me, in my opinion.
You getting there. You all right. You all right. But let's just all remember that a simple apology has the ability to disarm others of their anger and to prevent further misunderstanding. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a lot of times we just need to be mindful of what we say. We need to be mindful of our body language. We need to be mindful of everything to prevent it from going from a level 1 to a level 100. You never realize how important it is until it's given. And it benefits both the giver and the receiver at the same time. Of course, if both of it is genuine. You know, if I'm genuine to receive it, be genuine enough to give it. You know, it's all this other stuff. So when someone apologizes, accept it. I've never been in a situation where I was like, no, I don't accept your apology. Well, y'all probably have. But it's not good for neither party to, you know, reject an apology after it probably took that person so much confidence to be built up inside of them to apologize. Or it just depends on the person.
And I kind of want to say, you know, don't even expect an apology to protect your own peace. But still, apologies are really important to be given. Like, don't just, if you know you did wrong to somebody... I was always taught that in church, too. I was even taught, you know, before you go to communion, you have to have it right with everybody. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to apologize. We even have a part in our church before we have communion where everybody goes around to everybody in the church. And if you've done wrong by anybody in the church, you apologize at that time.
Wow. How often did you do it? All right. So what? We're going to... I had a point. It was at the tip of my tongue. I forgot it, but it was about an apology, of course. But
so what you guys should take away from this is apologies are important for your health. Apologize if you did wrong, even if you don't feel like you did wrong, but you know you hurt that other person's feelings. So that means you did wrong. Apologize. Apologize and change your behavior because that's the best apology. And... did you have another one?
Well, no. Well, I had something. I was going to ask you a question.
Oh, what?
Is it best for people to... okay. Do you apologize with or without understanding? Has there been instances where you apologized and you just did not understand why you were?
Yes.
And how important is that to apologize with understanding?
It's important to me because I want to know what I don't need to do next time. You know, like how, I mean, if you don't want it to occur again, I need to understand, you know, what I did wrong, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, sorry. That was the thought that I had. That was the thought. But I think it's also best for everyone out there, at least try to understand that person when they ask for an apology. Try to understand where that person is coming from.
Another reason why I say, you know, when you're apologizing, state what you did wrong. Mm-hmm. That lets the other person know that you understand, too.
Right. And, gosh, when Tony gets me to apologize, I'd be like, oh, my God. Like, you, what else you want from me? Why I got to say it out? But I understand. I have to understand and I have to, you know,
put myself in her shoes. Because it should be no excuse next time. Because you've clearly stated it. So don't come back to me with the same old thing.
Right. She made me feel like I'd be in detention or I'm a bad child or something like that. I was like, I'm sorry. She'd be like, for what? I'd be like, OMG. I'm sorry for stomping on your toe. I know, bad example, but you know.
Yeah.
But I think that builds a lot of character too.
Yeah. Because it's not only are you having to apologize, but you got to say it too.
You got to say it out loud. And I think that's my thing. Just be like, okay. Because I always felt like you was doing the most. Just take this apology. But now, I completely understand where she was coming from. So, thanks.
Well, I hope you guys learned something from the apology episode that we have done today for this week.
And this is my sorry for... 2019.
This was an episode that Terrence and I both needed because, like I said earlier, we're not the best at apologizing. We're definitely still learning, but it's not an excuse. We know the importance of apologies, and we know when the other person deserves an apology and when we've done wrong. So, you know, put your pride to the side and just say it, Terrence, Tony, everybody out there.
Don't go my name first. Your name go first.
Tony.
Tony Terrence. But yes, you are absolutely right.
All right, guys. So if you have somebody that you need to apologize to, go apologize right now. Give them a call. Oh, that's another question.
What?
If the action or the deed was done in person or what was said was done in person, should you receive an apology in person?
If
you're able to?
I understand where you're coming from, but me, it's just, you know, just say it. You know, that's, but I do understand where you're coming from.
Something that I was taught in church is, you know, the way that it was done is the way that you should apologize as well. You go to them. I was always taught that. You go to that person and you apologize. And then, look at me, Bible study lesson. And it says, I was taught, you go to the person mm-hmm. and apologize to them first. Then you ask God for forgiveness.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. You got to go to the person first, though.
So what if they don't accept it?
If they don't accept it, it's okay. You apologize.
You did what you had to do. Okay, you did what's on you. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Ooh. Okay. Maybe. Okay. All right. All right.
All right, guys. Well, that brings us down to the end of this episode. We hope that you got something from it because Terrence and I definitely did. We're going to put forth, you know, extra work to put our pride to the side and apologize when we know an apology is needed. We're working on this relationship and we pray all the time that God makes us stronger. You know, no relationship is perfect, but God doesn't make perfect people. He makes people who make mistakes, but we learn from them and we grow from them. And we hope that, you know, Terrence and I hope that we can grow together in everything that we do. But if you're not following us on social media, then what you doing?
Absolutely nothing.
Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tony and Terrence. Also, visit our beautiful website at www.tonyandterrence.com. On that website, you can purchase you a beautiful Tony and Terrence Love t-shirt. For the low price of $20.
Just 20.
So go ahead and buy that t-shirt because we do got bills to pay. I got one coming up actually. So
right.
Go ahead and check out that website. If you have any questions, any episode ideas that you would like to submit, also submit them on the website or DM us. What else? Oh, music. Check out Tony and Terrence, the playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. It's September.
But it's your birthday month.
It's my birthday month.
Don't you ever.
I know.
Don't do that.
Never have anything planned for my birthday, and it's kind of depressing.
It's not depressing.
It is. My birthday last year was during the storm, and here we come with another Dorian.
We're going to pray, Dorian, stay at the house.
But speaking of the storm, guys, before we get up out of here, make sure that you are well prepared.
Yes.
We should know by now that we take all storms seriously, no matter how bad or how low the category is. Still prepare yourselves.
I'm glad you said that. So by the time you guys hear this, it is projected to hit North Carolina Tuesday.
Right.
Will arrive Tuesday and the impact really Wednesday. So either Wednesday or Tuesday. So just get your milk, get your bread, get your eggs, your cereal, get food for the baby, get food for yourself. Just be prepared this time. We took the last one. We didn't take the last one very seriously like we should have.
You don't think so?
I think we did.
I think we did because of Matthew.
Yeah.
So we took
and then
that one
Florence and came. But I just pray that, you know, everyone is protected, everyone is on high ground. I hope it doesn't flood anywhere because last year
we don't need that. Our that soil is still wet.
Me all, like it just rained constantly. The eye of the hurricane, it took forever to move. But we are praying for you all.
Right. So go ahead and prepare yourselves. And that brings us
water.
Down to the end,
water.
Guys. Oh, yeah. Water. Oh, that was running out of waters. Okay. All right, guys. It's Tony.
And Terrence.
We out.